Now to the Middle East, and fears of a third intifada or uprising in the West Bank are increasing. Some say it's even already begun. Over the past year, Israeli forces have carried out near daily raids in the West Bank as part of a crackdown that followed a spate of deadly attacks in Israel by Palestinians. And as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and the Jewish Passover approach, fears of more violence have grown, as Juliet Gash reports now from the West Bank.
Echoing from base 017 now in checkpoint 300.
Travel in and out of the West Bank is tightly controlled.
017, echoing from Roger out.
In our armoured car with diplomatic plates, it's one thing. But for Palestinian residents, it's another challenge entirely. Diana Sayej Nasser, mayor of Bir Zeit, explains the process.
It's for every Palestinian who lives in West Bank. They couldn't go to Jerusalem unless they have a permit. And you need to go and apply for this permit. And they have to check on your name if you are a civilian that you could pass or not. They give you the permit. Sometimes they don't give you. Even for me, sometimes I get the permit, sometimes I don't get it.
Arriving into Bethlehem, the sheer size of the separation wall is shocking. Built by the Israelis to reduce violent attacks, it runs more than 700 kilometres long and is over 10 metres high in places. Aida refugee camp is one such place. 6,200 people live in an area of 17 acres, a little bigger than Croke Park. It's been here for 75 years, so people live in houses rather than tents. But as activist Abdel Fattah Abu Sroor explains, residents still see it as temporary.
In the early, late 70s, early 80s, people started building on their own because they want to live in dignity.
He interprets for Najjar Khalil, head of the kindergarten, who tells us about the camp's children.
They are mostly very angry. There is many internal problems. So they don't see a horizon for a future.
Touring the camp, we meet Mahmoud Abu Sroor. The 35-year-old electrician was born in Aida. In 2004, he was jailed for throwing stones at Israeli soldiers.
I was 16 years old.
And what happened to you?
They came here and they put the small iron in my hand. Yeah, and they put something in my eyes, and they go. I go with him to the jail.
How long did you spend in prison?
Like 2 years.
He says the situation has gotten worse.
When they enter, it's they didn't thinking. They're just shooting, you know. Because of that, it's different. It's more ugly.
Palestinian activists detail the despair felt by many, including families of prisoners, and even children, whose bodies have been retained by the Israeli authorities. Shawan Jabarin of Al-Haq spoke to one such mother.
She said, when I open the fridge in my kitchen, always, I remember my son, that he is maybe in this situation, in the fridge, because they put them in the fridge.
Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, a former member of parliament and medical doctor, says the escalating violence is simply not a priority for the EU.
The issue here is not a priority on the European agenda. Europe uses double standard when it comes to Palestinian issue. One standard for Ukraine, another standard for Palestine. Occupation is occupation. International law is international law. If they say to us that Israel is different and should be allowed to be above international law, then we are not living in an international community with laws. We live in a jungle.
Does he think a third intifada or uprising is possible?
I think the Israelis are pushing us, of course, to a full-scale uprising because people cannot tolerate the situation. We advocate non-violent one. Violence in this case is a response to the horrible Israeli violence that is practiced against Palestinians. And when young people turn to using military actions or military struggle, it's because they feel that all other things are failing and that there is no hope.
And that was Dr. Mustafa Barghouti ending Juliet Gash's report. Juliet travelled to the West Bank as part of a trip funded by EU Pol Cops. That's the EU Coordinating Office for Palestinian Police Support, which works in Palestinian territories. It's 7:45.